Happy Friday and welcome to this week's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. We've got a very special edition of the podcast for you today. We weren't really planning on having a Friday edition this week, but then I spent Thursday at Activate Digital 2019, a customer event focused on digital transformation held by Calgary-based Longview Systems here in the Toronto suburb of Mississauga. Over the course of the day, I had the chance to hear a number of fantastic speakers and have a chat with a few of those speakers as well. Today, we're bringing you four of those interviews. We kick things off by setting the stage with Dave Fredrickson, Executive Vice President of Sales and Strategic Business Solutions at Longview. He explains the nature and goals of Activate Digital, what they're trying to accomplish with the show, and how it all came together. From there, we bring you a chat with Rolla Dagger, President of Cisco Canada, who discusses the soft skills side of digital transformation and offers her thoughts on why it's about people and culture much more than technology itself, as well as, of course, her thoughts on how solution providers can beef up that side of their own digital transformation efforts. After Rolla, we're joined by Paula Hodgins, President of HPE Canada. Paul's presentation focused on the importance of the intelligent edge to digital transformation, and we talk about what that means for HPE partners in terms of opportunity and requirements for investment. Paula's new to her role with HPE, so we also talk a little bit about what partners can expect from her and from the company. And we rounded out with a chat with Paulo Del Nobleto, the channel chief at Gilera and the MC for Activate Digital 2019. I caught up with Paulo at the end of the day, and we spend a little bit of time breaking down the events of the day, the themes we took away from it, and what we think it all means. With a lineup like that, you know it has to be a packed show. So let's get right into it as I chat with Dave Fredrickson of Longview Systems. Dave, thanks so much for having me out today, and thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
My pleasure.
I want to talk to you a little bit about sort of the genesis and the nature of the event here at Activate Digital, because it's a very different feel from a lot of events and a lot of solution provider events in particular. Can you maybe talk a little bit about kind of the raison d'etre for the event?
Yeah, so I mean, right from get-go, a couple of years ago when we did the first one, which was 2018, we did want to try and do something different. And what we've really realized over the last several years is the fact that an ecosystem of players needs to come together to solve the real business challenge that our customers have. But actually, more importantly, too, we tried to kind of raise the bar a little bit in terms of our goals and really some high lofty ones. I touched on it this morning. Singularity University is a global learning community concept, and we kind of brought that down to a micro level that said, how can we bring together government, academia, clients, industry leaders, any other thought leaders that are in place, even investor groups, so on and so forth, to try and create a forum that talks around digital transformation, but also starts to blend in or lever in Canada, and how do we make ourselves more competitive on a world stage? Mm-hmm. What are some of the common challenges that we have, and how might we bond together? So a rather loose way of doing it, but it's last year we did it, and we brought Communitech in as a little bit of a different spin, mm-hmm. and again, multiple levels of government, and the same thing this year with really municipal governments. We're trying to get provincial and even federal government involvement as well too. So that was really the impetus, at least in terms of the goal, the vision behind it.
Right on. Lots of customers on stage and lots of sharing of what digital transformation means through their lens, and from a variety of different industries, from a variety of different technology slices of technology management. It seems like having the customer well represented was a key goal.
Yeah, totally. And in fact, one of the things that we last year we had some customer engagement and presentations, and we tried to weave in some stories into it, because I think stories always paint the picture in terms of framing the art of the possible for other companies. But last year was really more also setting the stage around some of the technologies and the art of the possible. This year we did want to ground it down to say, okay, in the last year, some huge progress has been made, and let's get into some very specific, tangible, so that it's not some concept. that people could leave and try to figure out. It's like, no. Hey, I did this and why we did it and how we failed and some of the challenges. And again, it always seemed to fall back in that people culture dialogue as well, too. So it was great. It was good.
Right on. You used the term, you know, thought leaders a while ago, and it really feels like that was sort of one of the goals of the day, was to have as many thought leaders, both from the customer and vendor communities, as possible. I wonder if you had, you know, one or two kind of key takeaways that you're walking away from the day's event with.
Yeah, I think Kevin from NAL, the CEO, and David from Finning, head of Finning Digital, both talked about it, which was, like actually accomplishing some great things, mm-hmm. but then not stopping, right? Mm-hmm. Or the comment that came up was, good enough is not good enough.
Yeah.
And how do you actually get through it, make some small wins and progress, but then actually start to also scale it out? So in David's case, he's really interested in scaling it out. In Kevin's case, he's made like some unbelievable steps in terms of cost reduction, mm-hmm. right? And by the way, necessitated by mother invention, their necessities of mother invention.
Yeah.
But what he realized was is that we've got lots of room still to go, right?
Yeah.
So, not that you're going to sit back on their laurels, but they're like just getting going at it. And once they've proven that out, and plus they now, like the trick is it's like a flywheel. You get your culture oriented around this innovation kind of agenda or mindset, or Kevin talked about, from a fixed mindset right to this growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get an organization doing that, then you could really start to crank that flywheel and really make some great progress.
Mm.
And again, at the end of the day, although a lofty goal to say it, it can make Canada more competitive on a world stage.
Yeah, brilliant. How have you seen the conversation around digital transformation change over the last year when you're talking to your customers in terms of what they're talking about and how they're thinking about it?
Yeah. So, and it really has significantly changed. I could say that, first off, that like every organization realizes that they have to do this. And, I think that everybody's a little thin on the examples of the Ubers or the Airbnbs or the Netflix,
sure.
or so forth.
Yeah.
But everybody realizes that that they need to do it in order for them to continue to thrive. And frankly, at the end of the day, for them to, like, it's their interest, right? Like, if you want to bring in and attract great people, then you've got to be doing something that's actually innovative, and you've got to be driving that, especially the millennials that are coming in. And so I'd say that, for the most part, I'd say, well, number one, is pervasive,
mm-hmm.
Across every organization. I'd say that, two, that companies have come to terms with the fact that they don't have all the skills, nor do they have the exact plan and roadmap,
right.
of what to do. And so they need to partner, right? And they need to partner with an ecosystem, typically,
mm-hmm.
Because we may be great at a bunch of things, but there's some things that in a vertical we may not have or,
sure.
or know. And so I'd say that the openness to partnering and the openness for executives to challenge their teams to it's okay to not know everything, right?
Mm.
It's okay to actually accept the help from people that have come in that have tried or have worked with other organizations that have tried and failed. Like, why wouldn't you take those best practices?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you try and do that and try to leapfrog and get some learnings? So I think those are the two key things last year.
Not to get all what have you done for me lately with you, but I'm going to do it anyway because that's what I do. Obviously, as we sit here, Activate Digital 2019 is still going on, but your preliminary thoughts on where you might like to go as an organization for next year's event?
Yeah, so, well, I'd suggest that I wouldn't say more of the same because that would be contradictory to everything we just covered off and did today. So we continue to want to raise the bar higher. Logistically, there's always things about these events. So there's a bunch of learnings that we would have. I wish I could change Mother Nature. Unfortunately, I can't. But that might be the timing of when we hold
right.
the event.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd say that in general, like number one, we may want to also take this to another geography in Canada.
Yeah,
I know the rest of my company are pretty jealous of the fact that we've done this 2 years here. We were actually trying to do maybe one in Central and one out in the West Coast,
yeah.
or in Alberta or wherever. So we'll see, but I'd say that there's probably going to be either a second one that we do, or we'll hold it in another geo next year. We do want to continue this Toronto through the corridor, though. So we actually started last year, Guelph, and we've gone to Mississauga. So we actually would like to actually start doing these in the different municipalities in and around Toronto and continue to actually keep the connection back. So we actually had people from Guelph here today, right? In fact, we've got people from the, I won't let it out of the bag, but we're looking at doing it either next year or when the next time we do it in this geography, we're going to likely see some representation from that as well too, even possibly later tonight. So the intention would be is just continue to elevate it, continue to lift it, continue to make sure that, you know, there's really some meaningful, tangible things. And you've got a real cross-section of people that are here in the audience. But if you notice the topics, like Kevin from NAL is in oil and gas, but his topic could be used
to just about
everywhere, right? So I think that's what's important to get out. And, you know, hopefully as our brand continues to build of Longview in Ontario, that we continue to get more people coming out to it and being interested, because I thought there's tons and tons of value that comes out of an event like today, and I'm hoping that more and more companies can share in it.
All right, perfect. I appreciate your taking the time so much, sir.
Thanks. Awesome, Robert. Day. Always a pleasure. Thanks, my friend.
Rolla, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Great to see you again, and it's always good to chat with you, Rob.
Always a pleasure, and thanks for your presentation today. I thought it was really interesting the way you kind of keyed in on the people and kind of the culture side of digital transformation. Do you feel like that's sort of a part of the conversation that's a little bit underrepresented when we're talking about this whole world of digital transformation?
Yes, I do. And I'm seeing it and I'm hearing it with our customers every day. Like I said, Rob, and I'll repeat it, technology is the foundation of everything we're doing today. But technology alone cannot make things happen. You still need people to transform as we look at digital transformation in the next era of intelligence in the fourth industrial revolution, in all those jobs that people are talking about. We can't do it alone. Robots are not going to be able to do it alone, or AI is not going to be able to do it alone. There'll be a shift in terms of how AI will take over some of the jobs, but there's a lot of new jobs are actually going to be created, and the great things are people are going to get those jobs. I mean, in Canada alone, there's over 200,000 jobs that'll be created in IT alone in the next 2 to 5 years, which is amazing. So people and culture will eat strategy for breakfast today, and we need to make sure as organizations, as businesses, we're focusing on our biggest asset, where technology is helping people and culture to get the job done.
All right. What can your partners do to bring that part of the conversation more to the forefront and to make it more of an upfront part of their digital transformation pitch?
Invest more in what they're doing with their people. Invest more in the culture. If they want to bring technology, make sure that their culture is part of what decisions they're trying to make and what's in it for their people. Be your biggest asset today as a people. And if you don't have that right, it's hard to deliver on what they're trying to do from any type of digital transformation, unless whatever they're trying to do is just based on technology, has no connections with people, and it's really hard, and which we're not going to see anytime soon.
All right. Your guest, the head of technology for McMaster University here in the GTA, when you sort of asked what can you and Longview and your partners do more, she sort of brought forth the idea of bring me more innovation, bring me more new fresh ideas. Is that something you're hearing a lot more from customers, that sort of that urge to have technology partners who are more proactive in their approach?
Yes, and I'll give you an example.
Please.
Galen has been outstanding, and they're an awesome partner of ours, McMaster. And it's not because we just bring them technology, like she said, in terms of boxes and switching and routing and wireless and collaboration. It's the innovation part of what we're doing in reinvesting in what they're trying to do to impact the way they're teaching, the smart classroom, the smart campus. Mm-hmm. However, she zoned in and she keyed in on one important thing is bring me best practice as well. Wow. And that's what organizations are hungry for today, because they don't want to be the first out of the gate to be doing something that has not been proven to be successful. The do's and the don'ts. So when we go to the US, for example, who are the top universities that are leading right now with technology that are actually making a huge impact on their student, on their faculties, and on the next generation of learning? In another huge university out in Western Canada in Vancouver last week, exactly the same thing. Bring me best practice. And that's what we're doing. We are the bridge today for our customers, connecting them with best practices across the world to their success, because we've done it with other organizations and we can bring it to them. And that's the unique approach that you're seeing. Cisco today is shifting the culture completely towards giving back in big ways, that it's going to help our customers, in from government to education to businesses, of ensuring that everything we do is impacting that human progress through the technology that we offer.
All right. You've been watching sort of digital transformation in Canada, at least through your current lens at Cisco, for 18 months or so now. How have you seen the conversation and sort of the nature of the discussion around digital transformation evolve over that time?
It's exploding. Mm-hmm. So I'm part of the BCC, the Business Council of Canada, 150 CEOs. And when I first started 18 months ago, there was no discussions with any of the CEOs around technology. Mm-hmm. And the last two sessions that I went to, I have to tell you, 90% of the executives in the room talked about how technology is going to disrupt the way they do business today, and how digital transformation has been top of mind for them, where they've invested in hiring the right people to put them in the right positions and to deliver on the right criterias for their businesses to make a huge impact. So it's been exploding to the point where we're seeing a huge demand in my business as well, where we're hiring more people. We're investing in more when it comes to security. We're investing in more when it comes to AI. Mm-hmm. We're investing in partners, 1,700 partners across Canada that are coming to us, and they want to bet with Cisco on being that next digital transformation partner, which is great to see. So, and my answer is, come on down, bring it, because we are seeing a huge, huge partnership and a differentiator, because the old days of selling boxes are no longer going to survive. It's all about focusing on the outcome and what's important for our customers. And that's what actually, at the end of the day, that's my ROI, which is return on impact, not just on the investment you make, it's the impact that you make with the partner and the customer.
All right, great. What are your thoughts on today's event? And the reason I ask is this: it's kind of unusual to see sort of a thought leadership kind of event like this at a scale like this from a solution provider partner. I just sort of want to get your overall thoughts on the event and maybe takeaways that you've taken out of it.
So I have not attended the event the entire day, but based on what I saw in the hallway conversations I've had, Longview has always done a great job of bringing the right people in the right audience. To me, what I see is creating more awareness around the differentiators that the Longview and the Cisco of the world can do together to make a difference. And I saw it with the partners and the vendors outside in the hallway, and it's great to see. And the more awareness you create around how do you pick and choose the right partner to go on that digital transformation journey, because it's all about the journey today. It's not a project and it's not just one opportunity, it's that journey. And that's what I'm seeing with Longview and the partnership that we have. And I just finished meeting with their president. It's all about how do we stay together on the journey of ensuring we continue to be that bridge to our customer for success.
All right. Rolla, appreciate your flexibility. Appreciate your taking the time.
Thank you so much. Great seeing you and have an awesome day.
Paula, thanks for taking the time. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to meet you.
Your presentation today focused a lot on kind of edge, and I know that's been of increasing focus in your message. And obviously today you're talking mostly to a CIO and customer perspective, but I want to take that around to a partner perspective, if you could, for a minute. And I guess let's throw it open with sort of in broad terms, what does this movement towards the edge, this edge revolution mean for HPE's partners?
Well, I think it's a huge market opportunity for HPE's partners. You know, HPE believes it's a $28 billion market opportunity for HPE alone. So you magnify that across the partner channel. You know, this explosion of devices at the edge and data at the edge is a brand new opportunity for partners to be able to provide solutions for customers to be able to realize and action that data at the edge in the moment where it's needed. So I think it's a great new frontier for many partners in terms of where they might think about going next.
Where do you find, and I acknowledge that some partners are going to be, you know, right lockstep with you, maybe even leading you in some ways in, on the edge, and some are going to be kind of still living in that data center world. But as sort of a general level set, what do you need the most from partners in terms of new skills, new focuses to make this all come true for customers?
I think partners that have that industry experience that can contextualize the use cases at the edge is where a lot of the value that I think that partners can provide. So, you know, is an example where partners may have healthcare experience and helping us to use our technology to provide contextual experiences at the edge in hospitals would be an example. Mm-hmm. Smart cities is another example. You know, there's a tremendous opportunity at the edge to innovate with smart cities. So, you know, partners that have that industry-based experience and can really help us drive the use cases that are meaningful to customers and customers' businesses, I think is a great opportunity.
All right. Subjects like edge and smart city and all of these IoT-centric areas tend to bring with them, in some cases, a redefinition of what is a partner. And I'm curious who you're seeing as sort of the next generation of HPE partners, maybe folks who you hadn't engaged in the past who might make sense as a partner going forward.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think our partners are evolving their business models as rapidly as we are, as rapidly as our customers are. So I don't even know if I could peg and say, hey, a traditional channel partner for HPE, you know, looks like this, and we need to work with another partner that looks like that. I think our partners are really evolving. So I think that's a really tough question to answer just because there is so much evolution in the business models of our partners for this reason, because, you know, the acceleration of technology has really, you know, enabled our partners to add totally different types of value through the value chain for customers. So, you know, I think it takes industry knowledge and expertise. Obviously, it takes that understanding of technology as well and the ability to bring it all together. So there's no one solution that's going to be a silver bullet for our customers in these scenarios. So partners have to be really good at brokering a bunch of different solutions and pulling them together for customers. So I really think partners that develop an ecosystem of other partners to work with are the ones that are really going to be successful with this model.
All right, appreciate that. It's pretty unique to see an event of the size and scale, this Activate Digital event.
Yeah, it's a great event.
From a solution provider. Mm-hmm. I'd love to get your thoughts on what you're seeing and hearing and seeing here.
I mean, I know HPE's participated in this event for many years, and we've always found it to be just a great event to bring industry leaders together to talk about what's happening with customers. And so I think it's a great forum to have an open discussion about the challenges customers are facing as they transform. You know, digital transformation is becoming one of the most overused terms. So how do you actually make that real? And what I like about this conference is the focus on let's talk about what's real, let's talk about what we can actually do, let's talk about examples and barriers and things we should be looking for to accelerate. So I really appreciate that Longview puts this on every year, and I look forward to participating.
Very cool. You're new to the role, but 3 months in with HPE.
90 days next week.
Congratulations. That's like the first milestone, right?
I know, 90 days,
you're getting to know the lay of the land and where the facilities are.
Absolutely.
I'd love to get your thoughts on kind of what partners can expect, both from you personally and from HPE Canada over the course of 2019.
Yeah.
I know that's a big question,
no.
But let's throw it out there.
You know, it's a great question. It's something that I thought a lot about before I took the role.
Yeah.
You know, coming from Microsoft, Microsoft's a very partner-centric organization.
Absolutely.
And so that's just in my DNA. You know, 13 years at Microsoft, really I learned the value of partners to drive scale, not only scale and reach, but solutions that that we need to bring to customers, you know, that HPE's not going to have everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need an ecosystem of partners that we work very closely with. So my, you know, my approach to partners is one of we need to develop deep and strong relationships with partners, and we need to be in this together. And we need to have these transparent relationships where we can talk about where we're going to go together and where we're not going to go together, and figure out how to bring value to our customers. So for me, was excited to join HPE because I know HPE has a legacy and strong partnership. I mean, I actually was with Compaq Canada back in 1997, if you can believe it. And my first job there was a partner account manager, and my job was to actually go manage some pretty small VARs and help them, you know, bring Compaq solutions to light. So I, you know, I get it. It's in my DNA, the importance of partnership. And just with the complexity of what we need to bring to our partners, I mean, it's never been more important than today, figuring this out together.
All right. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Look forward to,
it's really nice to meet you.
Look forward to keeping in touch.
Absolutely.
And, let me know how things are going on the partner side.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Paulo, thanks for taking the time, man.
It's always my pleasure, Robert.
First of all, congratulations. I think you did a great job as MC today, even if you did have to break the Uber reference right off the top.
But, I know. I'm sorry about that.
We'll forgive you for this time.
Thank you.
I wanted to get your thoughts kind of on what your big takeaways were from Activate Digital 2019.
I think, you know, the message that everybody's on a digital transformation journey. I think, you know, a lot of people, and I'm not talking about the executives and everything like that, that move the needle, actually don't know about it. Or if they know about it, they believe it's complex or not for them. And so what I try to do, and I think what this conference tries to do, is tries to, like, break it down to, like, almost as simplistic as everything. So, you know, and it's like what Peter Mansbridge was saying at his keynote address. You know, everybody reads the paper from their phone or from a tablet. Mm-hmm. And so it's all digital. So we're all living this digital lifestyle. And it always surprises me to think, well, that's not for me. It's something really, really big, like, you know, smart cities and things like that. And that's all part of it. But like I said on stage, you know, if you post to Facebook, send out a tweet or have a LinkedIn profile, and I don't know anyone who doesn't have a LinkedIn profile. Well, guess what that is?
Yeah.
That's digital transformation. You're on this journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It struck me, and you kind of touch on this. We often say, you know, digital transformation means so many different things to so many different organizations. Mm-hmm. And I think the variety of speakers that they had, each looking at it from their own slightly different lens, and sometimes from quite radically different lenses, really did a good job of illustrating that and what it means in terms of security, what it means in terms of smart city, what it means in terms of so many different aspects. Great customer stories, some customers who are really willing to pull back the kimono, as they say.
Yeah. Like, pull the curtain back. I think I was really impressed with Paula Hodgins, the new president of HPE Canada. I didn't know her. I don't know if you knew her. I knew she ran the Azure business. But never on my radar. But it's hard to be on anybody's radar from a company that's run by Kevin Pister, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought, like, her talk was amazing, pointing out what computing is on the edge. I thought it was very, very clear, very understandable. I think got the message across. And it's something that, like, I think needs to be explored even more. So in terms of the speakers, I thought, I think she really knocked it out of the park. everyone else is really good. You know, Rolla is a star, and so is Kevin Pieser, and the guy from BlackBerry I thought was really, really articulate. And like you said, and the guy who was doing the Caterpillar story, I mean, that was, you know, teaching an old dog new tricks, you know, one of those classic tales like that.
It's amazing how many times over the course of the day, variations on a theme first taught to me by Jim Astell back in the day came up, which is sort of the sense of fail early, fail often, fail cheap. You know, go out there, do it. Take risks, but measured risks, and don't be afraid to try, and don't be afraid to have a learning experience.
That's right. Going back to the old drawing board, I believe, I don't know who said it, but they attributed the quote to IBM, failing fast, failing cheap.
Yeah.
I think that's Jim Astell who said that because I never heard it. From him. Yeah. No. And he's totally right. But I think this new generation too, right? And this digital generation, I think they're so open to taking risks. They're not afraid of failing because, you know what, it's sort of like their whole mantra, right? Oh, you know what? If it's inconvenient, I'm going to move on. But if this is convenient, it's going to work for me and I can change on a dime and everything like that. Well, I think you and I, like, we came from a generation of, oh, wait a minute here. You know, I don't know if you want to take a step forward in that one, but it's good on them, really.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that it's a unique event, this event for a solution provider to do, and after having sort of lived this experience for a quite a long day, but a very full and very very content packed day, I think it's something that more solution providers of scale should consider doing, this kind of event. That really gives you a chance to present yourself and your vendor community as thought leaders.
I totally agree. And I want to say that the channel community does do their own, you know, smallish events. Sure. I know that Joe Yusey of Infinite IT has them at this scale. But, you know, Longview's trying to accomplish something, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, get some MDF funds and, you know, let's have a little bit of a party. And, you know, even us at Jolera, like we hosted an event last year and we're going to do it again this year to try and like push the news out about, you know, the as a service consumption model and how it's winning out in the marketplace. So I think, you know, that's what you really need to do to, you know, get the message out, right? You need to communicate. And sometimes, you know, you do it on a small scale. Sometimes you got to do it on a grand scale. And that's what Longview did today.
All right. Appreciate that. Any parting thoughts before we put this thing to bed?
We had a lot of talk about journalism today, you know,
and that was kind of a nice and for once people talking about journalism and not throwing things or yelling fake news.
That's right.
That you know caused some sweat off my brow.
Yeah, because our day sort of started with digital media panel.
Yep.
And ended with Peter Mansbridge, right? And I believe journalism's gonna make a big comeback. I mean, this is an industry that got disrupted big
and
time.
How?
And how, exactly. Because just like Peter Mandrew said, you know what? They decided to fight it instead of like encourage it. Just like, you know, the taxi cab industry, they decided to fight it instead of like, oh, let's bring in more legislation, let's ban this and everything like that. And, you know, people see through that. People see the convenience of it. Mm-hmm. And they don't care. They're just going to go with what works for them. It's like the, and I know you hated me saying this about Uber, but I heard it yesterday and I thought, yeah, like why wait in an hour and a half lineup because the weather's bad when you can get an Uber and get out of there in 8 minutes. Makes a lot of sense.
And Sean, the CIO of Mississauga, the host city of today's event, also brought up Uber. And we said Uber, my eyes immediately rolled. But I thought you'd made a really insightful comment that sort of brings it all home, what you're talking about, which was, they as a city, when Uber first came here, they tried to fight it. But then at some point, it sounds like they kind of looked at each other and said, why are we fighting this? This is going to happen. We can be disrupted the hard way, like journalism has mm-hmm. been, or we can see how we can benefit from this thing.
I know, and especially if they want to be a smart city, well, yep. it's kind of counterintuitive. You want to fight Uber, who's the classic model disruptor in this digital lifestyle that we're living and embarking on, whatever you want to say.
All right. Appreciate your taking the time. It's been a long day, but it's been a good day.
Anytime, Bob. Anytime, Bob. Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
So there you have it, a quick rundown of a lot of the action at Longview Systems Activate Digital 2019 conference. I'd like to thank our four guests, Dave Fredrickson, Rolla Dagger, Paula Hodgins, and Paolo Donabletto, for taking the time out of what was an absolutely packed day to chat, and thank Longview Systems for having me out and making it really easy to have these conversations. And of course, thank you for listening. We couldn't do this without you. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back on Monday, just an all-too-short weekend away. March is Fraud Prevention Month, and we're joined by ESET security evangelist Tony Anscombe to discuss the changing face of fraud in the online world and what solution providers can do to help their customers be as safe as possible. Although Tony's experience shows that even if you're almost entirely focused on these kinds of security issues, you can still find yourself in the middle of a fraud exposure. And yes, he tells the story. It's a great interview, so be sure to join us then. In the meantime, if you're enjoying the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast, we'd appreciate if you'd take a second to leave us a rating on your podcatcher of choice. And if you haven't already, you can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. We'll be back on Monday, but until then, I'm Robert Dunn for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.